The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment today. It's the 26th of July. Liam, buddy, you know, I know you haven't been here long, but this is the second month.
Second month I've let slip away.
In a row. It's not like it's like every third or fourth month. It's in a row.
I'm dropping the ball.
I'm telling you, it's going to be August next week.
It's crazy.
Is that scary?
It's so scary. It was just January.
It was. When did you start coming? When did you come to work here?
I think I got here in, I want to say April.
Yeah.
Like end of April, start of May.
It seems like, what, you've been to two parties already, and it's been, it's like you've been here for a year.
No, it's crazy how fast time moves.
It is. Yeah. Hey, 7:06 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. So what kind of national day is it? And do you have the
–
you don't
have
the weather.
No, I have
– I have the weather here if you don't have
it. I have both things pulled up. I'm trying.
Okay, great.
National All or Nothing Day.
I like that.
That's a good one.
Sue, did you hear that? It's National All or Nothing Day. Take no prisoners. Take no prisoners. Drag them here with contracts. Okay.
Okay, let me give you the weather.
Oh, don't get me started like that. It was kind of a slow start this morning, but I'm thinking, you know, instead of saying all or nothing, that's what it should be. National Take No Prisoners Day.
All righty.
Yeah.
Let me give you the weather.
Okay.
Alrighty, so today we have a high of 103. Tonight, a low of 73 with a slight chance of thunderstorms.
Whoa.
Yeah. Tomorrow, 106. Wednesday night, 75. Thursday, we have a high of 111. Thursday night, a low of 77.
Wait a minute, you just glossed over that. You kind of, oh, Thursday we have a high of 111, but Thursday night, 111.
Yeah, no. Thursday night, 77.
I know, but Thursday.
Yeah, no, it's hot.
I mean, we have an. How hot is it?
It's a crotch pot cooking.
Hot. There you go.
I'm gonna pull it up.
Okay.
No, we have an excessive heat warning Thursday through Friday night. Friday is 110. Friday night, 77. Saturday is 105.
Well, thank God it's getting back to 105. You know.
Yeah. No, I mean it's better.
The weather reports are always brought to you, not the weather. No. But the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a veteran-owned business out of Anderson, a great family. They have had this business for, gosh, well over 20 years. The Kenny family, Chuck and Judy, kind of stepping back a little bit, but their son and daughter just jumped into it. They provide outstanding customer service. They treat their customers as friends. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. I'm going to have Chuck back on the show again if I can ever pin him down. He travels. He and Judy hop in that RV and phew, they're gone. So, what are you, you had a weekend, you had yesterday off.
Mm-hmm.
We worked out all the schedule for everybody here, which means absolutely nothing because it changes dramatically from day to day.
It does.
I had a young lady come in yesterday and wanted to record a song. By the way, Diane, who has been an integral member of our family, she's been like the mom of our family for 12 years. Came to work like 10 or 11 months after we started and came in to do the books twice a week for a couple hours.
Mm.
And now runs the place naturally. Had an injury, as we know, last week, and she's been gone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's not in danger of dying or anything. She broke her ankle. Maybe I shouldn't say that, but she broke her ankle. So she's got to stay off it. Well, she's gone. So there I am, not only putting in a grueling 2 hours in the morning, grueling, then afterwards, it really cuts back into my TikTok time.
And my, do you use TikTok?
No, I don't even know what TikTok is. I mean, what is TikTok? Do you use TikTok?
TikTok's
crazy. Yeah, what is TikTok? Because I just saw a headline that says they're talking about banning, trying to ban TikTok from some of the major, like Google and all this.
Really?
Because they had something about kids and kids' faces.
Being on social media and stuff?
Yeah.
Well, so TikTok's, the way it functions is like, it's really changed the way like social media works. Because instead of people making like posts with pictures.
Yeah.
You just have a whole phone screen that's a video, and you just swipe, and it's just an endless scroll of videos.
But they're short videos.
They're short. Well, generally, like, you'd see, like, a video, like, 7 to 30 seconds.
Okay.
But, I mean, you can have up to 3 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Now, but
they have strange titles on these, too.
Yeah, they're just very, like, grab your attention and go. So, like, they're all, like, it's honestly, like, a really addicting platform. Like, if you're not careful, you can spend hours on there without even realizing it. I'm serious. It's crazy.
Okay, you have to join TikTok?
You just need to make an account. You don't even have to put personal information in if you don't want to.
Now, can you put anything on there?
Is there
anything you can't put on
TikTok? Well, like, of course you can't put, like, porn or, like, blood or gore. I mean, like, there's community guidelines, like, all social media platforms.
Yeah, I've seen those before. On this site, you know, like it's a group page. Mm-hmm. There will be nobody attacking anybody. There will be no, you know, blah, blah. And it is nothing but a hit, hit after hit after hit on people they don't like. So I can, you know. Okay, so TikTok is you can put your own video on there.
Yeah.
You can upload it. It can be almost any subject.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it doesn't go, you know, you're not setting cars on fire. And,
yeah.
Things like that.
And, like, I've had videos that I've put on there, like, promoting my music, and some of them have gotten, like, 200,000, 300,000 views. So, yeah.
Maybe we should TikTok.
It's a powerful...
Maybe we should TikTok.
It's not a bad idea.
Maybe we should TikTok.
I'm game.
Okay. You're in charge of that.
Okay.
We're going to TikTok.
Sounds like a plan.
I don't know. What would we TikTok? Something like...
Really? People just want to, like, connect.
Yeah.
And, like, feel like they know
join
you.
Join us. Hey, join us here. Free Fire Radio. We love our nation. We love our people. We don't care. We don't care what gender or color or anything.
Yeah.
We do. So, we have a couple of questions. Yeah. Okay. So, TikTok is in our future. Maybe. Okay. What's happening? Well, what's happening is I've taken it all the way to the break on this. Okay, well, as long as you're here. But let's go back to Diane. What I was getting at was now that she's gone, I'm having to do the scheduling. See, everything in the radio station, I don't care which radio station, unless you're maybe in Crouch, Idaho, at that station, if they have a station. And everything is done by one guy who plugs things in and sits there all day. Everything's done by computers. Every spot we have, and there's hundreds of spots every day, have to be loaded into the computer. For every day is a different day. Even though spots may run for 6 months, or the advertising will run for 6 months with different spots in there, if... Say you have a year long contract, but you can you change the each spot. Then when it's time to do that, see, there's a kill date, and then there's a date it starts, and it's got to match out in our computer where the traffic is in our computer inside the studio. That always works. And then every show has to be loaded. Every show's got a clock. Everything, you know, I mean, everything is like symbiotic here. I mean, everything is attached to each other. But it all starts with those computers out there. And if they're not correct, then spots don't play. That's why for a while we were having 30 seconds of dead time, and we didn't know why. And I went back and I checked it. And it kept checking, and I'm saying, well, this is 30, it's right. But when another designator came in there, it said 60. So somehow when that one came in, it says 60, and it was only a 30-second spot. I know it sounds kind of boring, but it makes you crazy when you can't find it. So you've got to, so you've really got to be up on this. And this is what Diane does. And now that's what Carl's doing. So Carl was here a long time yesterday trying to get it. And then the computer ate part of the log. So anyway, but our thoughts and prayers and good wishes go out to Diane. And she is there at the other end of the phone in case we need her. But, yeah, it's just we're like one deep in some of these places. And, you know, thank goodness I have four producers that I can rely on. It's just getting all of you on the same sheet of music. So, yeah. Okay, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by somebody that's been with us a long time, Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms, John Bastiani, started probably, 8 or 9 months after we did. And we've been talking about his store. This is, like I said, we only buy our guns from Bastiani Arms. When we go out to look for a new shotgun or a rifle or a pistol, we see John Bastiani. Good prices. Veterans get discounts. He's got all the accessories. He is such an expert when it comes to firearms. I mean, truly an expert. Not only that, but he's just a great gunsmith. If you need some work done on your gun, new scope put on, maybe new trigger, whatever. He's the, or you know, what I'm doing is I have a Korean War vintage rifle that I'm going to take, you know, I'm taking down there and letting him just clean it up, check it, make sure everything on it works right. And then I'll probably rehab that whole gun because it is a bit of history there. So, but John can do those kind of things. And it's one-stop shop, and he's got CCW training. He has hunter safety. He has it all. He's open Tuesday through Fridays, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. We'll be right back.
Locally owned and operated for 26 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, La Cabana serves traditional dishes including tamales, enchiladas, quesadillas, and burritos. They also have combination plates. Dine-in or takeout, La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join the Cascade Theater for an energy-packed show with Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue on August 6th. Packed with funk, soul, R&B, and psychedelic rock, Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue is sure to provide an exhilarating evening packed with a strong rhythm section, hip-hop beats, and bright flashes of brass with hard rock energy. Don't miss this fun night with Trombone Shorty at the Cascade Theater on August 6th. Tickets available at cascadetheater.org or 243-8877.
To Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. I hope you're having a wonderful day. It's going to be balmy today. It's only going to go up to about 104. I got into my car yesterday, and it said 112. So you expect it to be 112 inside your car, you know, even though the windows are down. But when I drove all the time, I drove all the way home, and it stayed at 112. It was only supposed to be like 105 yesterday. That's weird. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive is our jewelry store of choice. Great people there. A super selection of jewelry at fair prices. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. You won't be sorry. If you're looking for jewelry of any kind, give Four Winds Jewelry a shot. 2225 Hilltop Drive. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay. There was a Navy lieutenant in Japan. Well, let me explain something. There's something called a SOFA, Status of Forces Agreement, between us and any country we go into. And what it does is it protects the military and their dependents and, you know, other people working for our government. And what it protects them from is the country arresting them and putting them in jail unless our country gives permission. So what's that mean? Imagine you have people in Russia working for our government, or our military, like the Marines that are there, or others, or any country. And their government decides to swoop down and pick up 8 or 10 of your people and then just keep them, put them on trial. Well, you've got an agreement that says they can't do that. Well, there's a Navy lieutenant, Navy officer, in Japan. In Japan, we've had the Status of Forces Agreement, and we've had incidents where somebody has hit somebody with a car and killed them. And what the Japanese do is, if you show remorse, you know, with apologizing and something called gomenasai, money, which means I'm sorry. I mean, literally, it's money. It's a cash payment. Well, a U.S. Navy lieutenant and a Mormon missionary living in Japan has just been sentenced to what his family calls a shocking 3 years in prison after at least 2 people were killed in a traffic accident that doctors say may have been caused by a medical episode. Now, this guy's on a ship there in Japan. He climbed Mount Fuji. And when he came back, he got back in his car with his kid and was driving into the city of Fujinoma. He lost consciousness, and the family's vehicle drifted out of the lane and crashed into a parked car at a restaurant, killing a woman and her son-in-law. He was not immediately taken to the hospital, but instead arrested and detained in solitary confinement for nearly a month. The neurologist eventually diagnosed that he had acute mountain sickness, which can cause sudden fainting up to 24 hours after rapid altitude change. They also offered the customary gomenasai or apology money with condolences to the family, paying them a record $1.65 million in gomenasai money. I've never heard of it. You know, most of the time it's like $300, $400, $500, something like that. It has a high value in the, I don't know if anybody, had you ever heard of this? Gomenasai money?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, well that's, it's common. When I was in Iraq, I was doing contract work there, one of our guys that we hired shot somebody, and we called it blood money. You know, give the other family $300, $400.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's no feud that starts. Anyway, the prosecutors claim Ridge fell asleep while driving, though that didn't happen. He just passed out. You know, he was in mid-sentence with his daughter when he slipped to the side unconscious. Not only is he a Navy lieutenant, he's also a Mormon missionary. So, and this is in one of the few times that it gets bipartisan. We've got both Republicans and Democrats rolling in here saying, wait a minute. Clearly the Japanese judicial system is trying to make an example of Lieutenant Alconis, perhaps stemming from a history of disputes over our status of enforcement agreement, Senator Mike Lee said. But I've never heard of this where something like this happens and get put in jail.
No.
They must be upset.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it seemed like they could pick a better one than this. I mean, because we've had people that were drunk that have caused problems. But what we try to do, and it hasn't been, if somebody's committed a heinous crime, we just don't send them home. They end up in the Japanese system or maybe another system from another country if they've done something, especially if it's murder, rape, or anything like that. So... that's interesting. I have not seen that before. Now, I'm going to take a break because this one's going to take a while. The Biden administration is currently weighing plans to do something that is so incredibly disconcerting, even more so than the other things they've done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know. It's one of those things that you have to ask yourself, do we still have a country?
I'm hanging off the edge of my seat.
Do we have a border? Do we have a country anymore where we control who comes into our country? This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Quick and Clean Car Wash. Quick and Clean Car Wash, right here in the corner of Market and Eureka Way, right down the street from here. I can see it from here. Is a great place to get your car or truck washed. It is quick. It's brushless. They have cool people at the end with clean towels wiping it off. Everybody's pleasant. Your car or truck comes out there looking wonderful. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free, or you buy 10, you get 3 free. Only at Quick and Clean Car Wash, who have been around, by the way, for about 100 years. Maybe not as Quick and Clean Car Wash. They could have been doing other things, but they've been in that location for like 100 years. Again, on the corner of Market and Eureka Way, right next to that Dutch Bros. Kind of coming around that Dutch Bros and come on in there. We'll be right back.
USA. Then everybody be served. Like California. You see them wearing their bag.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hi, this is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. The price of gas and diesel is crippling budgets of North State families, farms, and small businesses. California's taxes and fees add about $1.12 to the price of every gallon. The Biden administration's policy of canceling the Keystone Pipeline has made problems worse, as well as the stoppage of lease sales on federal lands and permits, and enacting even more choking regulations. Result? Prices skyrocketing while Biden asks Saudi Arabia for more foreign oil. We will keep working in Congress for common sense solutions to reduce costs and make us energy independent by using the plentiful energy sources available right here in North America. My office exists to serve you. My website is lamalfa.house.gov, or go to my Facebook under Rep. Lamalfa for the latest updates, where you can also take my poll on American energy. This is Congressman Doug Lamalfa. Thanks for listening. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
We're here with Mortgage Matt from Megastar Financial here in Reading. Now, Matt, I hear we're kind of in a mortgage boom right now. Can you tell us more about the benefits of possible refinancing your home right now?
So the thing right now that is different with refinancing ever in history, rates are at an all-time low, values are at an all-time high. So right now, people are able to lower their interest rate and get rid of mortgage insurance.
Matt, what if someone has just recently purchased a home or recently financed, like a year ago?
You know, this last year has been insane. A lot of people with the work from home phenomenon, there's a lot of people moving here from metropolitan areas. That has really boosted the value of houses. So right now, people are looking to remodel their home or consolidate debt. They're able to do that at a lower cost with a cash out refinance than they ever have in history.
Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage company, located at 920 Hilltop Drive next door to Chuck E. Cheese. Call 999-9000 or get started online at megastarreading.com. NMLS 1162668.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bond. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment, and you can bet you know where she's at. Yep, it has something to do with a horse. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting that treatment for a work injury because of denials, give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Insurance companies have lots of lawyers. You need one that's going to fight for you. And Patrick Gorman, a former Army Air Assault Infantryman, a former law enforcement officer, and now a lawyer who worked for the insurance companies for a while and came out and hung out his own practice here, is a guy that's very, very well versed when it comes to workers' compensation. Give him a call at 530-262-2168 if you're not getting the help you need. The President Biden. Okay, first of all, I have a real problem with what's going on at the border. And everybody should have somewhat of a problem. I don't care what party you are. I mean, we are being inundated. We are having people coming in. They're using their arrest certificates for ID to get them onto planes, to get them into the interior of the United States. We have over 500,000 gotaways. We have I mean, the total is like a million people have come across that border. Why can't we stop that? Well, it's because Joe Biden chooses not to. Now, you can throw in, oh, well, then we need farm workers. Well, you know what? If we're not smart enough to set up a plan where we can have farm workers come in here, pay them a wage, make sure they're taken care of, their medical and all this, and at the end of the season, send them home, send them back to their homes like we used to in this country, then, you know, it's pathetic. We're pathetic. But for some reason, there is no will. There's no will in the Biden administration. They don't want to try and stop it, and they haven't. It's like Joe and his czar of the border, Vice President Harris, who hasn't even been to the border. I take it back. She went to some place in San Antonio, which was not on the border, to be told how bad it was, and she just went, Now, they're currently weighing plans, the Biden administration, to provide temporary identification cards to illegals who are illegally residing in the U.S. so they can access government benefits while awaiting decisions regarding their immigration status. It will give easier access to help with things like health care, housing, and transportation while incentivizing communication with law enforcement through immigration court proceedings, according to government sources. Currently, they're going through court proceedings. They need to physically check in with law enforcement. Oh, well, I guess they don't have to do that anymore. It's part of a pilot program to modernize various forms of documentation provided to provisionally released non-citizens to a constant verifiable secure card. Sure. It would also include a QR code that would redirect to an application that would provide the individual access to court information and documents. Since the start of fiscal year 2021 in October, approximately 900,000 illegal migrants have avoided detection while illegally crossing the border into the U.S. There's something wrong here. You know, the government has limited jobs, even though they've taken more and more on themselves, like to get into your education system, to get in your health, to get into everything. But, your job is to, one, have a standing military that can protect us. And even that's in trouble, as we know, because the Army can't make its recruiting goals. We're in trouble there. And they're to have a border that defines what a country is. And if 900,000 people just come across that border in less than a year, a new record, by the way, then how are they protecting the border? How can you have a viable immigration plan, immigration reform plan, if you don't control the border? If you control the border and nobody's coming across, or they're coming across like the law says, from other countries, whether they come into New York or whatever, then if you control that border and how many people are coming in, then you can get into immigration reform. They were brought here when they were 2 years old. Fine. Guess what? Boom. You haven't been in trouble. You're not a member of a gang. You're an American. Make them Americans. Okay? That's going to, that will tick off some people. But, hey, I'm just looking at it. You were brought here when you were a child. You're American now. Parents, been here for 20 years. Guess what? Not so fast for you. Are we going to deport you? No, but you're going to pay fines. You're going to become a citizen. You're going to, you're going to become like this. And then maybe we can say, well, you know what? We have room for more people from this or more people like that. Otherwise, we're just going to continually, for the rest of Biden's presidency, have another several million come across our border. Now, the impact it has on the Texas, Arizona, New Mexico border is unbelievable. They're having to put people in school gymnasiums. They're having to put people in hotels. The cost, which is not being repaid in many cases by the U.S. government, who has caused this problem, is having a it's just overwhelming the assets down there because Biden is not controlling the border. And yes, it's Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Whether you like Trump or not, and many of you don't, that's fine. At least we felt like the border had some kind of control on it. Jean, good morning.
Good morning. I appreciate your discussing this issue. Number one, Joe Biden doesn't know jack you know what. And this person isn't running the country at all. It's Obama and Susan Rice and George Soros runs them. And this is all part of taking down every country and the New World Order coming in with Klaus Schwab and the whole thing. And, you know, and this is a whole thing, not only our country, but every country. And you know, and we don't stand up and take our country back. And, you know, I it's just sickening. Sickening. So thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.
Discussing this.
Well, it bothers me. I think it bothers a lot of people. You know, thank you very much for your phone call. It's kind of like we can track a calf. Okay. Hey, Carl, you're comparing animals to people. Yeah, but if we can track a calf that was born in Ottawa, in Canada, to a farm in Texas, we ought to be able to control the border. I mean, it just makes sense. And to just totally roll over, and the people that are trying it, the Border Patrol agents, they don't even know what to do anymore. They're not even, you know, only thing they're doing is a taxi service, moving people from here. If they're sick, they go to a hospital. Are they being tested for COVID? No! What's happening? They're being put on buses. They're being put on planes. And they're shipped places. I mean, you know, cities don't even know. All of a sudden they arrive. And then D.C. is so upset because there's busloads of illegals arriving on their doorstep. And they're upset. Oh, we don't have a place for them. You can't do that. Well, ask the mayors and the governors of the states that are being overrun if they can't do that. Well, we're being overrun. We should share the wealth here. So here you go, D.C. I think it'd be great to ship a bunch of them to other states who seem to think this is okay, that have heavy Democrat, you know, like maybe New York. How many thousand illegals could they take in New York State? Thousands, I imagine. As soon as they come across the border, they snatch them up. How would you like to go to New York, the Big Apple? You know, you come from Guatemala. Hey, how'd you go to New York?
New York, New York.
Yeah, there you go. Be playing it, showing everybody. Yeah, I'd like to go to New York. Here, hop on this bus. You know, get fed. First of all, well, you know, new clothes, you're cleaned up, food vouchers. Here goes, you know, a five bus convoy. You put, you know, 50 in each one, 250, drop them off downtown. Here comes the next five buses. I mean, you could keep doing this. I mean, how many thousand people could you drop off in New York State, New Jersey, New York? Let AOC. Maybe AOC would take a couple of them in. If you've got something you want to say, we're in open line here for our next segment. Something that's kind of getting to you, or that you're saying, no, everything's okay, but I would like to see, you know, somebody do something about this. We did have the lady that's in charge of the Bureau of Land Management visited us Monday. Yesterday, and gave us some money. So, and what was that about? If you have not seen that, we'll talk about that when we get back. This portion of the show is brought to you by the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. Being a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is an organization founded in 1910. Organizations of businesses organized to improve the business climate and contribute to the economic health of its membership in the greater Reading area. One of the things that happens when you join, your name gets put in there with the hundreds of other businesses that are happening. The Chamber of Commerce decided last year to stop endorsing candidates and just bring information out on every candidate, which I heartily support. I didn't like them endorsing people from the Chamber of Commerce. So now their whole mission then is fact-finding, having forums and stuff so people can learn about the candidates. I thought it was a great move forward. But if you're interested in joining the Chamber of Commerce, give them a call at 530-225-4433. We'll be right back.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York, these vagabond shoes are longing to stray.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. If you got something on your mind, 8 o'clock, we have Haven Humane. We'll roll in here. Thinking about purchasing an electric car? Well, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We had friends came up and visited us this weekend from somewhere, not in Palm Springs, but one of those places around there, Cathedral City, Indio. I don't know, not Indio, but, you know, little area down there. And they have an electric car, a Volkswagen. And they had to stop twice, I think, to get electricity, you know, recharge their batteries. And it took them 30 minutes each time. But when they bought this car, they had rebates there, you know, for buying it. But they had to use a certain charging group. And, like, we have Tesla putting in charging stations everywhere. But they had to use a special group, and they got their charges. They get charges, their electric charging, recharging for free. For 2 years, if they use these things, use this one group. So if they use Tesla, which would charge the car, from what I understand, you know, the Tesla charging stations, they have to pay. Well, I mean, you're not paying a lot, but I understand what they're doing. But it took them an hour of recharging to get from the Palm Springs area to here. It's not too bad. I thought it'd be, but they, you know, it's a Volkswagen. It's a mid-sized car. And Linda rode in it and says that it rides really well. It's the future. National Director of the U.S. Bureau of Land Management, BLM, visited Redding on Monday to announce that funding has been set aside for fire prevention work at the Swayze Recreation Area here in Redding. You know, the car fire went through there. We still have numerous burned trees, which are a fire hazard. We're going to get 200. Tracy Stone Manning said that $275,000 for work at the Swayze Recreation Area will be used to remove burned trees still standing after the car fire. The money will also be used to thin out trees and brush to reduce the threat of wildfire in the area. They have already taken out about 100 acres of trees out of 2,000, if that makes sense. But they're getting ready to do those. It's going to be to remove dead trees on about 100 acres, I'm sorry, of the 2,000-acre recreation area. And so another 100 acres that had previously been treated in the fire, and moving the dead brush and or the brush and other fire hazards out there. Now, when you think about it, why aren't we doing this throughout the state? Why aren't we going throughout the state removing dead trees, taking out the brush, as we see it's being done on private land? BLM is the one of the worst, worst places, because they don't do that in their property. You'll go out and you'll see federal land, and there's burnt trees, there's brush running amok where we've had fires go through there. It just hasn't gotten any better. So at least they're here. So it was good. I didn't know that the BLM director was going to be here. Our challenge as a bureau, she says, in a time of climate change, as much as we can build resilience into the landscape, so a couple of things happen. One, the landscape is better able to take the next fire or drought that comes, and we're recreating habitat to help blunt the biodiversity crisis we're also in. The car fire, and now, right now, the fire, I think it's the Oak Fire up in Yosemite, mm-hmm. is running amok. It was 25 square miles yesterday. was on fire.
Oh, wow.
And like 6,000 people have been displaced. The fires season, I think, is starting now. And we've kind of dodged it. But it's back. So I saw something that was interesting, that they're looking at, and you see, when you hear about obesity,
mm-hmm.
What do you think? If you hear about obesity, do you think that is something a person can control?
Yes and no. It's largely a symptom of American eating habits. America has, I think, one of the highest obesity rates in the world. I think it comes down to eating habits and a lack of self-care. We're just not an active population of people.
I tell you, when you go to Europe, when I lived in Croatia, the cost of gas was, of course, astronomical. A lot of people didn't have cars. They used, because they had a really good public transport system.
Yep.
Trolleys that went through town, electric trolleys. You could hop on one, go all the way through town, all of these things. And everybody walked.
Mm-hmm.
And you did not see many obese people.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look back at photos in the 50s and early 60s, you didn't see the obese people that we see now.
Yeah.
And, it's really easy to say, well, if a person can take off weight, there's no reason a person gets that way, but I believe you're totally right. It starts when they're like a child,
mm-hmm.
and they are fed foods that we never had when we were growing up, because if you went to McDonald's,
mm-hmm.
it was like a treat. It's like going to a fine restaurant today.
Right? Yeah.
You go to McDonald's, it was like, whoa, yes, McDonald's. 25-cent hamburgers, 10-cent fries. And if you were really been a good kid, you might have gotten a milkshake.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get a milkshake a lot. But that was the way it was. It wasn't people bringing home bags of Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're saying this is more than it's become a public health issues, and most medical experts are now acknowledging that there's physical, psychological, and genetic causes. Now, some medical organizations consider it a disease, while some medical professionals disagree. You know about BMI, the body mass index. Well, we used that in the Marine Corps, and then we found out it didn't work for us.
Mm-hmm.
Because we get somebody that's 6 feet tall, that weighed 215 pounds. And if you look at the BMI, it made him overweight.
Yeah.
Well, it was 215 pounds with an 8% body fat.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't that. So we started measuring body fat then, because that was the only true way we could do it. There's various ways, if your body mass index and it's waist measurement and all that. They have to determine what the word disease means. See, to me, a disease is something cancer.
Yeah.
Leukemia, those kind of things. So when you start using obesity as a disease, they attempted to define it. They concluded the term is too complicated to be fully defined. Unlike scientific measurements that have equation and numbers behind them, disease can't have as much of a cut-and-dry definition. It's a condition of a living animal or plant or one of the parts that impairs normal functioning and is typically manifested by distinguishing signs and symptoms. So it's one thing to have to lose 10 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Linda and I lost about 20 pounds.
Yeah.
It wasn't easy. And then, keeping that off you really got to work at it. But if you've got somebody that's 150 pounds overweight, that becomes something they can't function in many ways of their life. And you know that they're just killing themselves with it. But what really concerns me, my friends, is children that have type 2 diabetes. And it's, you know, I mean, part of it is genetic, but part of it is they just eat.
Yep.
All right. Got to take a break. And we come back. You know, I'm going to get a doctor. Maybe we'll get somebody in here to talk about this. Because this is a major factor in many things that happen in our society, is obesity in our society. So I think we ought to get, like, an expert in here to talk about this. When we come back, we got Haven Humane, and they're an expert on our fur friends.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Extremes endangering lives and property in the St. Louis area. Record overnight rain spawning dangerous flash flooding that has trapped people in vehicles and homes. There have been numerous high water rescues, and some interstates are closed. In California, near Yosemite National Park, the Oak Fire has burned more than 17,000 acres, with more than 50 structures destroyed. That blaze is now 16% contained, so firefighters are making some progress there. There's no relief from the heat in the Pacific Northwest, at least not yet.
Temperatures in Portland, Oregon could top 100 degrees today. That would make it the hottest day of a week-long heat wave for the region. Forecasters have issued an excessive heat warning for parts of Oregon and Washington State. Seattle could hit the 90s, and in eastern parts of Oregon and Washington, 110 degrees.
Correspondent Donna Waters says that relief from the heat is on the way for the Northeast, where temperatures around 100 were not uncommon in the past few days. American freedom is under attack. The words of former Vice President Pence addressing the Young Americas Foundation in D.C. this morning.
The ruling elites here in Washington and all across this country and never been more out of touch with the values of everyday Americans, but never more intent on imposing their agenda on each and every one of us.
Later today, the America First Policy Institute will hear from former President Trump. He'll be back in Washington for the first time since leaving office. The Biden administration trying to redefine the term recession ahead of Thursday's release of the updated gross domestic product. Second quarter GDP figures could show that the country is indeed in a recession. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out? You need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told at a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242.
Micronesia's first outbreak of COVID has grown to more than 1,000 cases in a week. That's causing alarm in the Pacific Island nation.
Health officials say cases have been rapidly increasing. There were 140 on Monday, bringing the total to over 1,200, a figure which includes some cases caught at the border before the outbreak. Officials say 8 people have been hospitalized and one older man has died. Last week, Micronesia likely became the final nation in the world with a population of more than 100,000 to experience an outbreak of the disease, after avoiding it for 2.5 years, thanks to its geographic isolation and border controls. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
International outrage over Myanmar's execution of 4 political prisoners has intensified, with grassroots protests and strong condemnation from world governments. News and analysis at townhall.com. Senator Joe Manchin continuing his recovery from COVID-19.
Manchin tweets he'll be following CDC guidelines, and for now that means working remotely. It also means the West Virginia Democrat will not be on hand for this week's expected final vote on a bill to expand U.S. production of semiconductors. Debate is still heated over the size and focus of that bill. The 74-year-old Manchin notes in his tweet he's been fully vaccinated and boosted against COVID-19. Bob Agner reporting.
President Biden hopes to end his COVID isolation in the coming days. The president says that most of his COVID symptoms are gone, even though his voice is a bit raspy. He's eager to end his isolation in the White House residence. He says also that all of his medical tests indicate his vital signs are normal, or as he puts it, on the button. Once again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow down 74 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm really got it under control this morning. Nothing has really fired me up yet. You know? I mean, I've been kind of like really mellow this morning. Good morning, everybody. It is the 26th of July, 8:05 in the morning. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, your health, your choice, my friends. Liam's at the helm, and this is National Take No Prisoners Day.
Yes, it is.
Well, they call it something else.
It's National All or Nothing Day.
All or Nothing Day. You know, it's just a saying. It doesn't mean anything. Anyway, what's the weather?
It's hot.
It's hot.
We have a high of 103 today. Tonight we have a low of 73. A slight chance of thunderstorms. That's a little scary. Well, it's fire season. I mean, it's here. You know.
You know. Remember, we had that one time. They had something like 800 lightning strikes. Remember that? It was years ago. 800 lightning strikes that started like 300 fires.
I remember that.
Remember that? It was several years ago. So
Isn't today the 4-year anniversary of car fire?
It probably is.
Well, let's just check that real quick.
Today's the 4-year anniversary.
Yeah, let's just check that. Because the Bureau of Land Management, the lady, or the woman in charge of that, the head of BMI.
Yeah, it's today.
It's here. And it is today?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. When it started.
Yep.
You know, that touched so many people.
Yeah.
We had friends that lost their home and everything in there. And as I think everybody knows somebody.
Everyone does.
You know, our last police chief lost his home. His parents lost their home. Mm-hmm. And that was down. I mean, this was within the city limits.
Yeah.
Of Redding. We were just over at a friend's house out there in Sunset Terrace that it burnt from his house all the way around. They have a little cul-de-sac.
Mm-hmm.
Burnt every house except his and the house next to his, because the house next to his was belonged to a retired firefighter who, guess what, had some equipment and got a hose from the firefighters, and he knew he had to protect his home, but he also protected their home. And so those were the only two houses on that whole cul-de-sac.
Wow.
That were saved. One has not been rebuilt. It's just an open lot. It's been cleaned up and all that. But when you go out there and see everything, all the vegetation, everything gone.
Yeah.
Still gone.
It's like a bomb went off.
It is.
Yeah.
And then, that's Sunset Terrace.
Yeah.
We were one street away from having to evacuate downtown Redding. And I tell you what, if it had gotten into that one, all the houses downtown, many of them are wooden, it would have just roared through downtown, that area we are, on Placer. So we dodged a bullet on that one. So today is the anniversary, 4 years ago, of the car fire. Our hearts still go out to people out there. So people are still trying to recover from that. Okay. But the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a group of great people, a family-owned business out of Anderson. They treat their customers like friends. They help people out. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a better-known company. I can't say enough about them. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. I get a phone call yesterday. We have Mark Story, by the way, CEO of Haven Humane. I get a phone call yesterday. You know, our antenna's on a tower, you know, the FM antenna there. And I got a phone call from the company wanting to know where our antenna was. I said, it's on your tower. Which tower? So I'm trying to describe where the tower is when there's, you know, there's like five towers up there. I'm trying to describe it. And I said, don't you know where it is? I said, it's your tower. He goes, well, we're not sure of that.
Wow.
So you can imagine where that conversation went. I know I'm paying people for it, so.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. It's not over yet. So the next question was, do you have your own electric meter? And I went, no. No. That's part of the deal. Oh. So that ought to be interesting. See what happens.
That'll be a nice
it's just, you know. So you took off from work today because you've got Camp Love a Pet going.
I do, yeah.
And this is your favorite time of the year.
It is.
You make it so clear that this is the only reason you stay in this job.
And I chose hanging out with you for an hour over that.
I know. No breakfast,
though. That should say something. I'm just saying.
I was buying today.
No, it's my turn.
It is now.
Yeah, Camp Love a Pet's going on. We have 15 kids. We have 8 dogs. Four of them have been adopted. Four of them are still available for adoption. And
one of them came in last Friday.
Which one do you remember?
Do you remember which one?
Oh, it couldn't have been a camp. Was it a camp dog?
I think so.
They've been camp dogs almost every week, I want to say.
Either graduates, but I thought this had
been. It might have been a graduate. It might have been Hattie.
Hattie.
Yeah, Hattie's a graduate. Yeah. She graduated from the last one. And she's a great dog,
she
too.
She is just a great little dog.
But we've got four dogs that haven't been adopted. Ruckus, which is about a 2 or 3 year old retriever. He's great. He's a little nervous at first, but once he warms up to you, he's just a big love. We've got Elliot, that's a littler guy. He's a medium sized dog. Kind of the same. He's a little bit nervous at first, but once he gets to know you, he is absolute love. And then we've got Dune, who's the old man of the group. I think he's 6 or 7. He's gray in the muzzle, but he's a pit mix, and he's just great. Dune,
a little snow on the roof doesn't mean there's no fire in the furnace, guys.
Exactly. So. Oh, he's so much fun. And then we have one more, and I'm trying to think of who the fourth one is that hasn't been adopted. Dune, Ruckus, and Elliot. And, oh, my gosh, I'll think of it in a minute.
Okay.
And we'll circle back on
that.
One
of the first signs of aging.
Yeah. So Camp Love a Pet's going great. Graduation is Saturday. Along with that, we still have our Bissell Pet Foundation, thanks to Bissell Pet Foundation, our MPD shelter event going on through the end of the week. And for that, all dogs and cats are free. So free adoptions through the end of the week. So if you want to come in and get one of these, get any of our amazing dogs or cats, but – these dogs that have been trained at Camp Love a Pet have 2 weeks of training. They know how to walk on a loose leash. Most of them know how to sit. So they're working on stay, some other stuff. But they're great, and there's campers that love these dogs. And these four dogs really, really are looking for – oh, Cairo's the other one. I can't believe I forgot Cairo. Cairo is a great little guy. He's so much fun. But these kids have spent – a week and a half now on training these dogs, and they've come a long way, the dogs and the kids. It's great. But you can come in, thanks to Bissell Pet Foundation, adopt a dog or cat today through the end of this week, so through Saturday. It's free adoptions. That does include microchip, spayed and neutered, current vaccinations, everything. Yeah. Right. The only thing you would pay for is if you adopt a dog and you live in one of our jurisdictions, then you would have to buy a license, but that's it.
Okay, and you can get a great pet, and it's not just dogs.
No, there's tons of cats and tons of kittens right now, too.
Right, and it's
adorable.
Free. And it's free. And why not use this opportunity to pick up a forever friend?
Yeah, call and see if you can schedule an appointment. We do have walk-ins, but walk-ins will have to wait for appointments to be done. So,
Okay, we're back.
Are we back? There we go. Okay. So walk-ins, we'll have to wait for the appointments to be done, but you call 241-1653, extension 202 or 203, and you can talk to our adoption counselors.
Now, our friends that came in to visit us up from Palm Springs area, they had a dog with them that they adopted. It was a pale dog. A pale dog is it was left in front of a, on the, you know, in front of the animal shelter. All these puppies hadn't even been weaned yet and were in a pail. And so they got volunteers to feed them and all this. And this, they're obviously a mixed breed. And they did, actually did DNA to try and figure out what kind of dog it was.
Oh, yeah.
It was interesting. And one they didn't agree with, so they went and paid for another one to find out what kind of dog this was. It looks like a whippet, but a big whippet. I mean, heavier whippet. And but now the dog's got some, you know, it's got separation anxiety, so it went with us everywhere. And it's not a bad dog, except, you know, they stayed at our house, and every time I walked into the room, the dog would growl at me. And, you know, it was really scared of people.
Well, maybe it's just a good, maybe it's just a good judge of character.
Maybe it's a good judge. Toward the end, he would growl and come up and lick my fingers. But he'd growl all the way up to me. Then he'd lick my fingers, and we'd be buddies. Let me pet him,
right,
and all that. But this, too, was, you know, it was a rescue dog, and they are so happy. But the dog needs to go through Camp Love a Pet because on a leash, the dog is at a constant tug.
Yeah, the dog needs to get.
But it's a good dog.
It needs to get a trainer. There's tons of great trainers.
Oh yeah,
in the area.
And they love this dog.
Yeah,
I mean this dog has become. They used to have dachshunds, and when the last dachshund passed, it was a while. Then they went out and took a rescue dog, and they are so happy.
Yeah,
and I tell you what, the dog is. I never saw. Of course, they take really good care of it.
Sure,
I only saw the dog pee one time outside. So I imagine since they were here for 2 days that he had to do other things, but I never saw it. He had his little sleepy place. They had a crate that he would sleep in.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. It was cool. If you're going to travel, it was a good dog to travel with.
Yeah, rescue dogs are the best.
Yeah. Okay. We got to take a break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. Not an assisted living facility, my friends. No, it's for active seniors. Beautiful accommodations. Great food there because they provide all the meals. And you can have a little snack. You know, you got snacks and you have all those things in your own place, of course. But a gourmet chef, activities, transportation if you want it. So many things. People love it there. And if you want to learn more, get a personalized tour, have lunch there, give Brian a call at 530-238-5981. If you had enough of sprinkler systems that break in, that you have to dig up, plumbing issues, where the water backs up in your shower, we have that going on right now. Then River Commons Senior Living may be the place that you want to live. Find out why it is Northern California's premier retirement community, River Commons Senior Living, right down at Hartnell Avenue. We'll be right back.
Whoa.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Shasta County citizens advocating respect and the Sikh Cultural and Education Center, in partnership with the California Department of Public Health, are having a free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Friday, August 5th from 2 until 7 p.m. at All Saints Episcopal Church at 2150 Benton Drive in Reading. All brands of COVID-19 vaccines and boosters will be available for kids and adults. Kids must be accompanied by parents or guardians for consent. Come in and get vaccinated and enjoy free food while organizers hand out gift cards to vaccine recipients. No appointment needed. There will also be a team of medical professionals and multilingual interpreters on hand at this free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Friday, August 5th from 2 until 7 p.m. at All Saints Episcopal Church at 2150 Benton Drive in Reading.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. It's Tuesday. And I got it figured out, Liam, that when you play this mellow music, mm-hmm. which you've been playing all morning,
well, it
has a subliminal effect on me. And I just kind of like, oh, okay.
Just want to lay down and take a nap.
Yeah, well, hey, there's a million people coming across the border illegally. Yeah, okay. Instead of standing up on the table screaming about it. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Man's last stronghold. They work by appointments only. Give them a call at 530-244-9478. My barbershop of choice. Great people, a better-known business. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue, right across the parking lot from, Lucky Miller's. Okay, we're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and you have got a big announcement because I've seen it in the paper, not the announcement, but people asking.
Yeah.
Hey, there's no veterinarian at Haven Humane.
Yes, there is a veterinarian at Haven Humane. I definitely want to welcome Dr. Kristen Campbell to our team. She's our new chief medical officer. She started a couple weeks ago, and she's doing fantastic, and she is just a fantastic person, a great veterinarian, and she's really fit in with our team, and we couldn't be more excited to have her on our team. So,
is that like a full-time spot?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Your last veterinarian, anytime, you know, like we knew Kara Tennant, another veterinarian, mm-hmm. went over there to help. You know, she was somebody would come over there. But when your person got into the spay and neutering, mm-hmm. it was like an assembly line, and she could – she could yep. spay and
she
neuter.
Was, yeah.
Oh, my
Talk
gosh.
Dr. Campbell was very fast at spays and neuters, for sure.
So, but Dr. Campbell, is she a local person? Is she just moved
she
in?
She is local,
or?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yep. Yeah, there's a national crisis on veterinarians. I mean, I actually just saw something on YouTube the other day. I think you put it up about 10 days ago from a veterinarian that did a YouTube post about, I can't remember what the title was. It was something about national vet crisis, something similar to that. And he tried to explain it. He's a veterinarian himself. He tried to explain it. There's a whole bunch of factors that go into it. Well, COVID, retirements, people just don't want to be in the field anymore. It's a very tough field.
Well, it's tough to get into veterinarian school. It's tougher to get – I've heard for a long time it's tougher to get into vet school than it is medical school.
Yeah, the biggest reason – I mean, it's tough. I'm not going to downplay that for sure. But there are fewer veterinarian colleges than human medicine. So that's one of the bigger things as well. And then they come out of college with huge student loans. So, it's very expensive to go to any medical school. So, yeah, it's a national crisis. It's something that, has hit California extremely hard. Every time that, I have meetings with the state group, with all the directors and CEOs for the shelters across the state, it's always a topic of discussion. On our email threads, there's constantly people asking questions about, hey, I just lost my vet. What have you guys been doing? How do you do this? And we have legal teams that have been working on it within the California Animal Welfare and everything else on what we can and can't do without a veterinarian. So, yeah, it's definitely a crisis, and it's not going to – the outlook doesn't look good for the future right now for veterinary medicine.
Can't there be – could there be something, and because they do this, if a doctor goes out into rural areas, a lot of their medical costs, a lot of their medical loans for school, are forgiven. Can they do something like that with veterinarians?
They have programs like that if they work for nonprofit organizations.
Yeah.
I think it's a 10-year payback, but I'm not 100% sure. But they do have programs like that, but that's not obviously incentive enough. Those programs have been out for a long time. And they're not really incentive enough. So, I think the veterinary medicine landscape has changed, and hopefully we can improve it and we'll get more veterinarians in the field. But we are extremely happy to have Dr. Campbell with us.
Oh, yeah, we're blessed. We're blessed. Like Dr. Tennant, Kara Tennant, who was just a wonderful veterinarian, went to school in and an island, where is it? Grenada. She went to school in Grenada.
Yeah.
And they have a veterinary school there, and they train, their instructors are Americans, and they train to the standards of the American Veterinarian Association, and they have to take all the tests and all these things.
Yeah. And they have schools all over the world.
So. Yeah. I mean, so you see that people go into those schools, too. I mean,
yeah.
Do you see, you know, like we have a lot of our doctors come in from other countries. Do you think that you're going to see veterinarians come in from other countries?
Or, well, we've had veterinarians coming in from other countries for years, yeah. But there's just not that many. That's the problem. We had so many that retired early because of COVID and people just getting out of the career field. I think COVID really – it was already a problem before COVID. I mean, we were already talking about it. We were already talking about a veterinary shortage. But COVID kind of ramped it up and kind of pushed that to a much larger problem. So a lot of people that were, you know, 5, 6, 10 years from retirement were like, you know what, I've had enough, and they retired early. And that was one of many factors that put us in this position. So, we're like I said, we're blessed. We've got Dr. Campbell. She's amazing. We have Dr. Boyce that's been helping out with us. Dr. Fox from Valley Veterinary Hospital has been helping out. And Dr. Townsend, who works at Anderson, has been helping out as well. And so I want to thank all of them for all of their hard work and helping us get through this, and they continue to be part of our team, which we really, really appreciate. But Dr. Campbell's there. I will say that it's going to be a while before we start scheduling spays and neuters for owned animals. Keep looking on Facebook. We're going to open that up as soon as we can, but as expected, we have a lot of catch-up that we've got to do. And so Dr. Campbell's working with the team to get spays and neuters caught up. We've been obviously sending them out and having some veterinarians come in and help with that, but we have a pretty good backlog of that, so we're going to get caught up with all of that. And then once we do, then we're going to start opening up for spays and neuters so we can have the public coming back in and getting their animals spayed and neutered.
Okay. Hey, Zumba Bash.
Yeah. Zumba Bash is coming up. Zumba Bash is going to be Saturday, August 20th at 5:30 p.m. at Wind River Event Center. It's $20 pre-sale, $25 at the door. You can get more information on our website, havenhumane.org, and our Facebook page.
And then, of course, the big one, Park Wine and Brew.
Yep, Park Wine and Brew is going to be at Wind River. It's going to be October 1st. I think we only have 9 or 10 tables left to sell. So if you're interested in that, you can call Mandy at 241-5262 and talk to her about getting a table. If you're interested in sponsoring the event, you can also call that number, 5262-241-5262, for sponsorship. We have that. And if you have items that you want to donate or have maybe someone to direct us to go talk to you about items that can be donated for our Live and Silent Auctions, that would be fantastic as well. This is our biggest fundraiser. We've missed it the last 2 years. We did a virtual one last year, which was way smaller than what this is. And so we're really looking forward to being together again, celebrating all of our successes over the last couple of years, and doing this fundraiser.
Yeah, you get to see Linda and I up there on the stage.
Absolutely.
Trying to keep it under control. And it's always been a lot of fun.
We love having you guys. You guys are a big part of our family at Haven, and we're really looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun this year, and Mandy and Trey and development have some big plans for it, and it's going to be fun.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated bank. It is a true community bank, and they've been moving local dreams forward for 15 years. That's how long they've been in the business here. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We do our business there. Really happy we do at Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
We are always running for the thrill of it, always pushing up the hill, searching for the thrill of it, all and on we are calling out now.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center. The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Tobacco and Brew, 2173 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Saturday, is for all your tobacco needs, whether it's cigarettes, pipe tobacco. They have pipes. They have all the accessories. They have it all at Tobacco and Brew, plus one of the finest walk-in humidors, if not the finest in the North State. A great selection, hand-selected sticks that you can buy there. They have grab bags, they have individuals, they have all types of different cigars there at Tobacco and Brew. Again, open Monday through Saturday, 2273 Hilltop Drive. We're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. And you're back to having the vaccine clinic and all that?
Yeah, we've been having the vaccine clinic almost every week. But now, okay, with Dr. Campbell on board, we should have it every week. You can check our Facebook just to make sure.
Okay.
We're still limiting it to 35, the first 35 pets, but we're hoping to start increasing that soon. And it's from 2 to 4 every Wednesday. Again, check our Facebook just to make sure. But unless you see that it's not going on, it will be there every Wednesday. It is outside, so we ask people to come early because it fills up fairly quickly. We do have some water available for people and pets that's outside, and we try and keep everybody in as much shade as we possibly can around the vet hospital. And again, the vet hospital will not be scheduling any appointments to do surgeries for our own pets for a while. Just keep looking at our Facebook. We will announce that as soon as we possibly
can.
Once
she gets her feet on the ground.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're taking donated vehicles. That's new.
Yeah, we started taking donated vehicles, I want to say within the last month and a half. And so if you want to donate a vehicle, it's easy. Simply call 855-500-7433. And our partners at Cars, Inc. will tow your vehicle at no cost to you and send you a tax-deductible receipt. We take all kinds of vehicles. There's more information and a link on our website at havenhumane.org. Click on ways to donate and you will find donated.
You know,
car.
There's a car down the street that I haven't, you know, that the whole neighborhood is kind of like, we're looking at it like, yeah, it's been there for a bit. Can we donate that car?
Your neighbors can donate it, whoever owns it. Oh. You can't donate.
You got to have like a piece.
Yeah, you actually have to own the car. Yeah.
Okay.
That's how that works.
You have a lot of kittens.
We do. We have tons of kittens.
People bringing in healthy kittens, and they should not be doing that, should they?
If
they find them,
if they're young kittens, they shouldn't be pulling them from mom. So they need to wait because normally mom will be around. And you may not see mom. She may be out getting food. She may be out looking for a new place to move the kittens to. So they are better with mom. If there's no mom, it's been a couple days, or if they don't look good, if they got goopy eyes and they just don't look healthy, then definitely you can bring them in. We will always take them. But if they're healthy and they're, look like they're a good weight, then there's a mom. And so they're better off with mom. And right now we are really, really, really full at the shelter. I wish we could take more. But our kitten nursery has already, and our nursery staff and volunteers have cared for 162 kittens already in the first 3 months of the kitten season. So it's been a very, very busy season. The last 2 years we did just over 200 each year for the entire year from April to November. And so, yeah, we're looking to shatter that record.
I mean, we've been having this trap a feral cat, bring it down, get it spayed or neutered, and take it back, you know, and that just is logical because they will protect their own neighborhood, but they can't breed.
Yeah.
Why is this big explosion?
I don't think it's a big explosion. I think that just, honestly, I think our kitten nursery staff is just more equipped to handle more kittens this year, so we're able to take more in and help more out.
Maggie,
who is our kitten nursery coordinator, is doing great. And so because of that, I mean, there's a lot of kittens out there for sure, but there is every year. I don't think they're necessarily growing, but, you know, even with a trap neuter release program, even if we doubled the amount of cats that we were able to trap neuter release at Haven, it still would only make a small dent in the population of our cats here. Really, everybody needs a spay and neuter. They need to spay and neuter all their own cats. Spay and neuter any cats that they're feeding, and only by doing that will we be able to lower the population. The trap neuter release program is a great program, and it absolutely helps, because for everyone that we spay and neuter, it's not going to reproduce, which
it's
is
too bad
great.
We can't,
but
it's too bad we can't dart them like they do Mustangs out
you,
there.
You cannot dart them.
Because they dart Mustangs, and it ejects birth control into them.
Yeah.
But I imagine that would be tough to do with
It would be
almost impossible.
It would be almost impossible, and then the tracking would be impossible.
Yeah.
Because how do you know? Well, I already darted the black one. Well, which black one? There's 15 of them over there. So it would be impossible to do that, and that's one of the reasons why they haven't really. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's developed. The technology is there, but the method to be able to
identify
is the biggest problem.
We're seeing more cats, and not a lot more, but you know, more, and we don't see any kittens.
Well,
so maybe
there's kittens out there somewhere.
Well, maybe these are just people that have cats, and you know, and they just let them out, and they just kind of roam the neighborhood, and then go back at night. Who knows? But
well,
I know that it seems like our bird population may be suffering a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think so. Most of the cats that are in our neighborhoods are being fed. So there's not a whole lot of them that are killing birds. Does it happen? Absolutely, it does happen. And that's why we need to spay and neuter and TNR the cats so we can start lowering the population at a larger rate. But one thing to note is if you see a cat that has its ear tips, so basically one ear goes straight across, that means that it's spayed, neutered, and has had its rabies vaccination. So that's one that you won't have to worry about. If the ear is not tipped, then that means it could be spayed and neutered, but it also could be a neighbor's cat, or it could just be a community cat that is a wild cat and may need to be trap neutered released because we're not sure if that one is spayed, neutered. The only way we know for sure is that the ear is tipped. If the ear is tipped, then that means that it's been trap neutered released and came in as a feral cat.
You know, one of the things that you all do, and I'm so strong behind it, is microchipping.
Yeah.
If you microchip your pet and you lose it and Haven Humane picks it up, they're not even going to take the ammo back to the shelter.
As long as we can get a hold of you.
As long as we can get a hold of you.
So,
right.
Yeah, so there's two important things. One, microchipping. Boom, that's the easy one, right? You go, you pay the $20 or $30, and you get your animal microchipped, cat, dog, whatever. Two is you've got to keep it updated. Well, some of them may charge if you change your information. They may have a small fee for changing your information. But that's the most important part. Once you get the microchip in, that's obviously the most important part. But then just as important is keeping your information current. Because if you're going to microchip your dog and then you're going to move two times or change your phone number, it's not gonna do anything, because we're gonna call the microchip company. The microchip company's gonna give us your old phone number, and we're gonna go nowhere.
Right.
So you have to make sure that you contact that company. They do it every day, and tell them, hey, we've changed my phone number, or we changed our address. Here's our updated information. And like I said, some of them will charge a small fee, some of them won't. It just depends on which microchip company you have. And then yes, whenever our officers pick up an animal, they have chip readers in their vehicles, and so they will read it. They'll get the microchip number. They'll call it into base, and then our dispatcher will call there's a number that we call that will tell us who to call if we don't know which microchip company it is based on the number, which we normally do. We call that company, and they'll give us the information, and then we contact the owner. So hopefully the owner has kept the information up to date and answers the phone, and then we will tell them our officers got it. It's in the van. Where are you at? They'll swing back by the house. Can you meet us there? and then you get the animal back without having to come to the shelter at all.
I saw this murder mystery, and this guy was attacked out. He was walking his dog, and somebody came up and killed him, took his wallet and everything. So they couldn't identify him, but he was with his dog. And they ran the checked the dog for a chip. It had a chip, and it had the guy's name and address, so it just, you know, so they could do it that way. Yeah, it was a never seen that before on the
That is not a selling point for microchipping your animal.
Oh, no. I mean, but if you ever get assaulted out there. we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to get back. We need to talk about two things, volunteers and heat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back, 8:45 in the morning here. It's 77 degrees, which I don't believe for a second. I think it's probably closer to 80 already. And it's going up to 104 today. But this is the balmy time of the week, because on Thursday we're looking at 111, 112. And for Friday, around 110. We'll be right back.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
BNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit BNT Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary. 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said,
Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Tomorrow, and we're still trying to arrange this, we may have local Ukrainians who are in contact with what's going on in Ukraine. Talk about that. They've got a number of nonprofits that have been stood up to try and help the Ukrainian people. Yeah, that battle's still going on. That war's still going on. I had a tete-a-tete with Trish the other day and about sending money, sending arms, sending weapons. Now they're looking at sending aircraft. Aircraft that are considered extras that we don't use, sending aircraft over to Ukraine to fight Russians with. And they've already been trained, including Warthogs, the old, what are those, A-10s?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. And in our last segment here, we just got to address two things. Volunteers. You all run on volunteers.
Yeah, volunteers are amazing. We couldn't do many, many of our programs without the volunteers. So if you're interested in volunteering, please go to our website, havenhumane.org. Look on the volunteers section, and there's an application. You fill out the application. It's pretty simple. And then Cassie Badman, who is our volunteer coordinator, will get in touch with you and talk to you about the next steps. But there are tons of ways to volunteer. Everybody thinks it's just walking dogs. And, yes, the majority of the people do walk dogs because that's what they want to do. But we have tons of other opportunities right now. While I sit here, there's about 10 volunteers that are helping out with Camp Love a Pet. We've got volunteers that are helping out in the hospital. We've got volunteers that are helping out in the cat room. We have volunteers that are helping out in the kitten nursery. So there are tons and tons of volunteer opportunities at Haven. We have people that help out in development with our fundraising and our events, which we absolutely need. We have a couple volunteers that fold laundry. We have just tons of opportunities for volunteering. We can never, ever
folding
thank,
laundry?
Yes. We can never thank them enough. Yes.
We could do that, Liam.
Oh, I don't. There's a really tough training. I don't know that you'd be able to get through that.
That folding laundry.
For folding laundry, yeah.
Do they have to like match?
Yeah, I don't. Think
or can you just like
pass.
You know, make them into you know fold them once, fold them twice, and then put them down? I mean, this is not like
so
know, hospital corners on the bed.
They're actually doing the laundry, not just folding the laundry. They're actually doing the laundry.
Oh,
and
I'm going to volunteer Linda for that. Her mother taught her laundry, and she is just a wild woman. She's in there. She does laundry every day.
So a couple of other things. It's hot. It's going to be really, really, really hot this week. And we were talking about this earlier when we were off the air, but if it's too hot for your hand on the cement, it's too hot for your paws, the paws of your dog. Don't go walking in the middle of the day. Wait till it's cooler. Early in the morning is always the best time when it's cooler to walk your dogs. And also the back of pickup trucks. Everybody thinks that, oh, they're outside. The back of pickup trucks gets so, so hot. And please do not leave your animals in vehicles. If you see an animal in vehicle and it's in distress, right now, even if it's not in distress, it will be soon. 241-2550, call our animal control officers if you're
that's
in
like
city
a
ni- of Reading.
Yeah, that's
city
like a 9/11. Your people are going to go racing there, and they've got thermometers.
Yep.
Are those guns, those thermometer guns. Yep. They can see how hot it is inside.
They can.
They will try and get a hold of the owner, and if they can't, they will rescue the animal. And guess what? That's your problem.
Yeah, that is correct. So, yes, 241-2550. So, and please don't do that. Don't leave animals, people. Don't leave anybody in the car right now. It's just too hot. And along the same lines, we talked, you know, today is the 4-year anniversary of when the car fire came into town. So please have an evacuation plan ready. We never know what's going to happen. None of us expected that to happen. I know my wife and I were evacuated. We live over by Mary Lake. We never expected that to happen. But we were, and we didn't have a plan. Luckily, we threw a plan together and we had time to get stuff together. But you may not. So have an evacuation plan in place. Make sure that your pets are part of that evacuation plan. We always talk about having a go bag with your medications, your cell phone charger, all your important documents, that kind of stuff. Have another go bag ready for your animals. Any medications they may have, some food, leash and collar for cats. You need to have a carrier for large animals. an evacuation is not the time for your large animals to trailer up for the first time. Make sure that they have trailered up. Make sure you have a plan for a trailer. And your next-door neighbor should not be your plan for a trailer unless they don't have any animals, because chances are they're evacuating right with you. So make sure you have a plan for that, and make sure you have a plan for where your pets will go. Haven is really, really full. Yes, of course we're going to help as much as we possibly can, but we are really, really full. This is the fullest I've seen the shelter in my 12 and a half years of working in shelters. This is the fullest I've seen shelters, and it's not just us. It's across the state. I don't know why. There's probably a whole lot of factors like everything else going on right now, but every shelter is feeling it right now.
I can hazard a couple of guesses. Part of it is inflation. Yeah. Part of it is the cost of, you know, I mean, it comes down when inflation's 9% and it comes down to buying food for your family or food for your animals that, you know, and it's, you know, gas cost, everything.
Yeah, that, I get it. But we have options to help with
but
that.
But that's what I was thinking I wanted to talk about that. If you've got an animal and you need food, you can help with that.
We can help, yeah. It's going to be not necessarily a long-term thing, but definitely a short-term. We can definitely help, and we can talk about long-term options. But, yes, we would much rather the animal be stay at home.
Sure.
And if we can help out with that, then we're going to do everything we can to help out with that. So, but we have lots of pets. So the bottom line is you need to have an evacuation plan. You need to have a plan in place for your animals. You know, the fire that we had last week was scary and bad enough. And honestly, you know, the firefighters did an amazing job of stopping that because that was a very fast-moving fire.
Yep. Is this the one where the house exploded?
This was the one in Anderson. That happened. This was the Peter fire.
And it came down. It burnt homes. It was bad.
No, I was there. I actually got dumped on by the DC-10. So
you did?
Our whole truck and trailer was pink. And
what were you picking up?
We were actually at Tortoise Acres, trying to help out the tortoises.
Oh, the tortoises.
Yeah.
You know, we were. It seems like a whole lot of people helped out with that.
They had some family and friends that were there when we got there, and they did the bulk of the work. They did an amazing, amazing job out there. And
I saw that one post that said, if you see tortoises, you know, kind of wandering around, please give us a call.
Well, they moved them all and into one pen, and so tortoises, like any other animal, like they have a hierarchy, and so they're flipping each other over. So we were out there flipping them back over. And yeah, it was scary for
them. Is that what happens?
And,
they flip them over?
Yeah, they flip them over because they'll die, because they'll just sit on their back. But so we were flipping them back over. But the friends and family that were there for them, because the owners had evacuated with as many as they could, they did a great job. And so we were out there just trying to help out a little bit. But they had done most of the work already, which was great. But
I have a horse trailer. I could have taken, I don't know. How big were they? I mean, some of them are huge.
Yeah, some of them are really big. But no, most of them we sheltered in place, and they stayed there. And so we just kind of stayed there. And the firefighters did a fantastic job. All the bombers were there very quickly. Luckily it worked out. But have a plan.
Have a plan. And especially
have a go bag.
Especially if you have a large animal.
Yes.
That was the main reason we bought that horse trailer, was for fires. In case there was a fire out there, that we could move her and another animal if we had to. Now, we've got a plan out there. The guy that owns the place has a plan. And all of us know that, you know, now the big thing then is where you take them to. Well, we've located places you can bring your large animals to. But you need to have that, whether it's goats or a cow, but especially horses. You can't maybe ride that horse out of there.
No. So. And then just as a last reminder, we've got 4 camp dogs that aren't adopted right now, and they are great, but we also have a shelter full of animals that are looking for loving forever homes. And thanks to the Bissell Pet Foundation Empty the Shelters event, all those adoptions are free through the end of this weekend. So come on in. All you have to do is, if you adopt a dog in one of the jurisdictions, you just have to buy a license. That's it. Free adoptions for cats and dogs. Maybe you can't adopt, but maybe your family can or friends. So please share this and go on our Facebook. You can go on our Facebook and our website. You can see adoptable dogs and cats and talk to our adoption counselors, 241-1653, extension 202 or 203, and they will be able to help you out and make a match so you can add a furry family member.
There you go. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thanks for the support. Everybody be safe and try and stay cool.
By the way, and we've talked about this several times when you talk about how hot the pavement is. At Shasta Regional, they've had people brought in there that, you know, homeless that just collapsed on the sidewalk. They're treating them for second-degree burns.
Yeah, it's really hot right now.
Yeah, with their face on the sidewalk and all this. So just think about that. If you see somebody out there, call 911, as you would probably anyway. But they can really be damaged that way. But so just think about what that does to your dog's paws when you're walking them out there if it's that hot.
Yeah, and so, make sure if they're out in your backyard that they've got some cover, that they can get some shade, and that they have fresh water. Those are the two most important things, and you need to provide them. And you also need to look to make sure that shade is all day long, because if in the heat of the day there's no shade because the sun's where it's at, it's bad.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Go back to Camp Love a Pet, and I know you love it there. Okay, everybody, have a great day. Try and stay as cool as you can. It's going to be warm today. It's going to get worse later on this week. God bless America.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.